The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. All the snow's been gone for a whole week now, and for the last four mornings, a warm sun has risen into a clear sky, announcing a day where some garden beds must get turned over, some fence posts cut, perhaps, last year's dead grass raked up for this year's mulch, perennials to weed, plants to set out. These are the days of the first mushrooms, the first sunburn, and trying not to hurt my back. Days when seeing both the sunrise and the sunset will mean I'm not getting enough sleep. Days when it's important not to neglect my morning practice. I've been known at one time or another to have a yoga practice, or a Reiki practice, a walking meditation practice. There's always the writing practice. Winter has the tap dance practice, the climb back in bed with coffee and a book practice. And now, with the approach of summer, the lawn chair practice. Lawn chair practice requires climbing into a lawn chair before sunrise and sitting there. A proper lawn chair needn't be made of aluminum and plastic. It can be cobbled from any kind of furniture, including clumps of grass and tree trunks. A proper lawn chair has two requirements. First, that it completely supports your body at a semi-reclining angle where you can see both the ground and the sky. And second, it must take some effort to climb out of it, so it's easy to ignore yourself when you think you should jump up and do something that looks productive. Once settled in the lawn chair, I do that trick where you march your awareness from your toenails to your hairline and whatever you got, you let go of it. Then I swivel my head back and forth and make a slow, smooth movement that goes about a half inch in either direction. A whole inch of motion, slow and smooth, without tightening my throat, my rib cage, or my feet. Once that gets going okay, I move my eyes along with my head. And if all that works out, I try to move my eyes in the opposite direction my head is going, which is actually a pretty challenging thing to be doing in a lawn chair on a summer morning before dawn. Sometimes I don't exactly fail at this, I just forget to try. Instead of visiting all the muscles it's supposed to relax, my awareness twirls like smoke into the rising bug buzz and bird twitter, the chipmunk alarms, the reaching branches, and the rippling worms. And then, the same thing always happens. The sun escapes the trees and burns waves of orange and gold on the screen of my eyelids. Radiation gently sears my face, and then, not so gently, sears my face. A layer of sweat starts to prickle under my clothes. Spending the effort to lurch to my feet seems like a great idea. Sunrise lawn chair practice is over. Practice makes perfect, you know. Not practice every day and someday you'll do something perfect. Practice makes perfect. And after your practice, that perfect follows you into your day, which won't be the same day you would have had without it. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.